This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
On this show, we talk about the value of planning for your retirement all year long. But super emphasis this month, Scott. October is Financial Planning Month, also happens to be Long-Term Care Planning Month. So Scott McLean is here to talk about financial insanity, out-of-the-box thinking for your financial sanity. So again, it is Financial Planning Month. It is observed nationally every year here in October. And why is this such an important concept, Scott, especially for people getting close to retirement?
Well, first of all, for those listening to what Alex just said, there's more holidays on top of holidays.
Right.
So these new things that come up, Alex, it's funny to me that there's another. Today is toenail day, and next week is going to be I got to do my hair day.
Yeah.
Well, financial
Blue Muffin
planning
awareness
day.
Week. Yeah.
You're right. You think about financial planning. Obviously, it's like people that are on a diet. They put on their refrigerator maybe a picture of a pig, oink, oink, and they know what not to eat, what to eat. Of course, we need to be reminded. In the financial planning world, being reminded is so important to the financial advisors, talking to their clients. If those of you listening to me right now, you right now, if you haven't got a review, not just on the money or your investments, but as I say in the book many times, The Three Blind Mice, how the financial planning process leads your money to a mousetrap. When I wrote that book, Alex, we're talking today, of course, so you're talking about the health insurance and the long-term care. This is part of the process when you meet with people. I was just talking to my staff and saying, you know what? When I speak to people, I want to know how old their mother and father when they passed away. Doesn't mean they'll have the same thing. I'm looking for probabilities. And then I find out how's your health and how's your spouse's health and what's going on? What kind of medications? These are questions we ask our people, Alex, on a consistent basis. And by the way, we do this every year, just I call it a quick checkup, because things do change. One day you're feeling healthy. Next day you go out on the golf course and you can't even go out there because you can't get in the car. Your body doesn't move, which happened to me in 2012. The lights were changing in my life, and then found that I had some challenges going on with rheumatoid arthritis. Didn't even know what happened. It was like overnight.
Well, life and can come at you fast, can it, Scott? I mean, like you said,
it can catch up to you.
Especially as you get older. I mean, that things just don't recover like they used to. And some things, you know, some things build up over time, and all of a sudden, like you said, you wake up one day or you move just not right, and now you're dealing with something.
And if you can't get up, then when your whole life changes. I remember my best friend that I went water skiing the other day for the first time in probably 30 years. And I used to ski all over the United States. I competed. I traveled. I was really, really good from kite flying to jumping off of ramps to trick skiing and slaloming and on one ski and cutting the buoys and barefooting. And you know, when I got up, Dale and I got up, we went skiing in Florida in a place called Lake Swan, where I was a camp counselor. And I said, would you mind if we used your boat? And they took us skiing. You know, I couldn't get up two times. It took me two tries to get up, and I know how to ski. So it's obviously muscle memory, maybe my fat butt being in shape, and it was hard to hold the rope. You know, we think we're 18 again, but here's Scott McLean is on this show today, almost 64 years old. And you think we're young again. Our brain says we're young. Our body says you need to work out. So, or get in shape. So when we talk about this long-term care, you know, and we talk about financial planning, this is important, I believe, for you right now. If you haven't looked at your finances, not just finances in this horrific market we're going through, could it be worse than the previous drop from 1966 to 82? Which was a horrendous, terrible, terrible time. Well, could we be back in that segment? Is recession going to start to really ramp it up? Is interest rates going to keep going? This is why I'm so glad, Alex, you bought Financial Planning Month. But I think I know that you out there listening right now, maybe you need a second opinion. Maybe you want a checkup from the wallet up. Maybe you'd like to say, Scott, how can you help me? I'd love to help you because, you know, this is what we do. And we talk about financial planning month, long-term care, Medicare planning, all sort of legal planning, Social Security options, 609-488-4646. By the way, that's my phone number. If you have questions, I've got answers. This is all I do. I love what I do. Frankly, if God lets me hang out another 41 years, since this is our 41st year, going on 42nd year this coming March 2023, if I'm allowed to stay, I love what I do. I love helping people. This is my calling. I'm sure you listening out there love helping people, whether you're putting in electricity or maybe building a house or you're a nurse or a doctor. Whatever it is, we all have a passion for something. Now, my passion is helping in the area of complete financial planning, the whole area. So I'm glad it's financial planning month, but this should be on your mind, as I say, the sticker on your refrigerator that you want to remind yourself. That's the financial advisors, if you have a financial advisor. And if you don't, Alex, I know you know this as well as I do. There's a lot of people that do it themselves because they haven't received the value from a financial advisor, don't know what to expect. This is why I wrote the book. And by the way, when I wrote the book, I'm not here selling books on this show today. I never sell anything. I educate. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, no cost, no obligation, I would love to put that in your hands. If you just give our studios a call, I'd love you to get that because I talk about the traps, the mouse traps, the three blind mice, your lawyer, your accountant, your financial planner. And I think about those guys not talking about you. So, Alex, we're talking about financial planning month. This is a great month. For those of you, as we head into 2023, perhaps it's a good time for tax planning as well as health planning. We have the October is the month where they get the Medicare. And of course, you get your supplements. And of course, it's a time you can switch plans around. It could be a great for some of you out there. Feel free to give our studios a call off the air. I'd love to talk to you for a few minutes. 609-488-4646. So, Alex, we talk about all this economic news. We talk about the financial planning.
Sure.
What do you see that's happening that we really need to hone in on?
Yeah, I think a lot of people right now, Scott, talking about upcoming recession possibilities and what can we do to prepare for that? Should we be concerned? And Scott, I know for you, it's the kind of thing where you do the kind of planning where you're prepared for this kind of event. And it's not like, oh my gosh, we have to drop everything and change the plan and go off the rails. Talk a little bit about that, Scott, because I know recession has been something on the minds of folks.
It really is. And if it's not, I think the first thing is on the mind, as you well stated, in the recession world, is interest rates screaming. Now, if you're old like me, I'm 60 again, as I said earlier, 63 right now, about to be 64 in December. I will accept Christmas gifts. December 30th is my birthday, so I will accept presents if you want to come in. But
you're greedy. That's right after Christmas. Oh my!
That's God. Right, right after Christmas. So those Christmas babies I'm talking to right now, Alex, they probably got taken advantage of. They got one big present to say, "Well, this is for both areas." But
right.
I love you guys out there that you're thinking about this recession, and it's important. And Alex said you plan for it. How do you plan for recession? Well, number one, I think the key things is, are you focusing on getting rid of some of your debt? And before you do that, that doesn't mean take money out of your IRA accounts to pay debt, but be careful. The second thing I find out when it comes to recession is you know, really hunkered down for those of you right now. And you're you know, my wife and I were talking. My daughter was in the house. We came back from a workshop, a seminar that we do usually. And I'd love you to join us. If you would like to come to our seminars, give us a call. But we were talking about this. My wife looks at me. We've never done this before. And she said, you know what? I went shopping today and I got about half as much goods. Now, by the way, she never complains. Number two, she does the shopping. Not it's a male ego thing. It's just she does the shopping.
Sure.
And when she came back, I when she was talking about us, and we were just talking in the living room, she's never complained about money. Thank goodness we have enough money to pay our bills and eat and have a great business. When I said that to her, I was just thinking of those of you out there that are just barely making it, or maybe those of you right now, how do you plan for it? And some of the steps is, number one, paying down debt. Other steps is, of course, maybe when you go out to eat, those people who have a lot of money, they end up always having to pay. Well, you know what? And those of you who maybe you want to go out, maybe you cut down the eating. Mm-hmm. Don't want to go, you know what to do. Come on. I mean, frankly, maybe watch your spending. Maybe you go buy some board games and start playing at home, or go to national parks, get that senior pass that's free, and go to visit national parks. Figure how you can get out of the house, get your head out of yourself and into others. How can you contribute, help other people? Because there's other people that are probably much worse off than you are. That's why I said to my wife when we were talking about the food. The third thing, when you think about recession, is are your investments in the right place? Are they in the right category? And what I find is the disease of ease. Let me tell you the disease of ease, Alex. Not sure if you ever heard that coined phrase that I pulled out of my tailpipe.
Like man, that's
but
good.
The disease of ease is when you call your financial guy or girl and they say, yeah, we allocated your account. They got all mutual funds, which are very expensive versus ETFs. But did they just check a couple boxes? Yeah, you're allocated. Because I can tell you right now, when you look at the economies, what's happening, maybe they should look at the other vehicles. We call them the should you be in the S&P or the Dow? Should you be in managed futures and hedge funds? How do you protect your monies? And this is a good warm-up class for the financial planning of the month holiday. Well, are you in a safe place? If we go back to the 80s, remember in 1982, the stock market was roaring after a major drop. But then interest rates were screaming, and people are thinking about buying I bonds. If you're thinking about buying I bond, it could be a great tool, a small tool. You only put $10,000 into it per person. But there's some strategies to take care of this, Alex. Doesn't mean you're going to get out of recession
sure.
right away. For those of you maybe thinking, if you're a Republican, I want to warn you or give you a heads up. Whether you're Republican or Democrat, if there is a red wave, I keep hearing people talk about, if there's a red wave, it doesn't mean the economy is going to change overnight, guys. It may be your investments should change, I believe, considerably right now. But I also think, is this red wave going to stop everything and turn everything rosy with rose-colored glasses and everything's wonderful? And I think you might be totally off your mind. Remember when Reagan got in 1980, the stock market dropped almost 20% for 2 years from 1980 to 82. Then the trickle-down economics kicked in and the market screamed for 1982 to 2000. What a wonderful time. So it did work. Whether you like him or not, I'm not going to go in that dog hunt, but I want to help you guys. If you think the red wave's coming, you want to give us a call, 609-488-4646. Scott, what do you think we should do? I'm not going to say, are you Republican or Democrat? I'm not going to go in that wheelhouse. I want to help you guide you with making smart decisions with your money and your tax affairs and possibly your legal. We can talk about it. So, Alex, this is a great time of the month.
Yeah.
As you're planning for next year, 2023. How do we get set up? Well, getting set up is number one in getting fed up. Do something.
Well, and I want to
not only being fed up, but taking action.
And I want to jump in here, Scott. And we got just about 2 minutes left here, but I want to get to some sound. We have an NFL player from the great state of Florida, where a lot of people we know go to retire. And you mentioned the word taxes there, and it's important to be tax efficient with your retirement savings. Important no matter what your income level is. But NFL player Tyreek Hill says taxes is a factor when trying to decide if he would play for the Miami Dolphins or the New York Jets.
You know what? It was very close to happening, man. But just those state taxes, man. You know, I realized I had to make a grown-up decision.
Those state taxes, man. So what do you think about that, Scott, quickly? Just Tyreek Hill there, just, you know, but it is something you got to think about, those taxes in retirement.
You know, I'm glad he brings that up, but the whole idea is if you're not thinking about it or your advisor's not asking about it, they're leaving a piece of you out, a large chunk of how you invest money. Taxes are imminent. They're here. They're staying, and they could be screaming up if to pay off this debt. So we're in a pickle.
That is for sure. 609-488-4646. If you have questions, Scott has answers. 609-488-4646. And more Financial Insanity with Scott McClain coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
I haven't seen my son in 15 years. I don't want to leave anything for him in my last will and testament. Well, my daughter just married a person who's a drug addict. I don't want to leave her anything in my will. I gave my son thousands of dollars, and he never paid back a dime of this loan. Or my son already received his inheritance. I don't want to leave anything more for him in my will. Just a few examples of why a parent may want to disinherit a child. Today, we are joined by Dave Connolly, attorney for over 40 years and a good friend of Scott's. Been working with Scott since 1984. You can reach Dave at the office, 609-488-4646. But Scott, this is a great opportunity for Dave to come on here and talk about a topic that's maybe a little uncomfortable, but important.
Alex, it is uncomfortable because when I work with people, as you know, I talk about their estate. We can handle the money. We've been doing this thing now over 40 years. But that's just one part of the big picture. What happens if they die? Well, that's another part. But what happens if their children are going to inherit money? And maybe, as you noted at the beginning, there's a challenge. There's a problem. And maybe they don't want their children to get the money because of, as you said, the spouse. Maybe because the child is on the wrong side of the street. Maybe the child's going to be disinherited. They just fell away from the family. Some reason. We're not going to go into reasons. Everybody knows that listening to the show right now. But the reason I wanted to do this show, and Alex, I'm so glad that we spoke about this when Dave came to me and says, Scotty, this is a problem I've noticed. And Dave made it so prevalent to me saying, this needs to get to your people. Dave writes tons of articles for our clients, our friends, and of course, he's been in the practice now working at the firm at Elizabeth Appello, and knowing her for many, many years, and we talk about estate planning. So Dave said, Scott, you've got to bring this topic up. So Alex, I'm glad you want to talk about that. I think, Dave, obviously you're live with us in color, and you're here on the show at WBNJ, as we're a proud supporter on the radio show. And we've got a lot of problems. Alex, go ahead. And what kind of questions you got for us, Alex?
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Dave, this is the kind of thing where you really got to take the emotion out. You got people who have been working their whole lives, have the kind of money that they do, and now it's time to start thinking about legacy. For some people, it might be as easy as a 50-50 split for inheritance. But Dave, like you know, a lot of times you got to use your brain and determine what is the best trajectory for your family moving forward. And that's where you can step in and give advice, right, Dave?
Absolutely. There's a lot of times that the person making a will, a testator, is not getting along with the child, hasn't seen the child for 20, 30, 40 years, and wants to cut him out. But there's other times when, for purposes of financial planning, they are eliminating the child from the will because the child's on government assistance, the child's special needs. Well, you don't want to give that child any additional funds because that will cut off the special needs or the entitlement program. So there's a lot that has to be done. Unfortunately, a lot of the clients, not in Scott's office, Scott prepares them pretty good, but I've seen other clients that just don't tell me they have another child that they want to disinherit. They figure that as long as they don't mention a child in a will, he's disinherited. That ain't so. There's a procedure you have to follow, and if you don't follow it correctly, you could undo what you're trying to do.
Now, Dave, you made a statement in our office, and obviously you know we ask our clients lots of questions, but we don't know. Sometimes people don't want to bring up, I say, the dirty underwear in the family. They don't want to talk about these things, which is so important because they've worked so hard during their lives. They've built up this huge estate, and huge to some people could be $100,000. Huge to other people could be $10 million. We've got clients of all different sizes. But the question of the matter is, in disinheriting them, what's the proper way? And obviously it's called probate, and the probate has a way of ripping people apart. I say in my book on chapter 11, the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral. And I think this is one of the challenges that come about. So Dave, what should someone really pay attention to? Because I guess you got wills out there, Dave, and maybe trust that people haven't updated. So I guess the first question I'm thinking about is, how often should people review their will? I mean, we do that every year. We ask questions to our clients. But from a lawyer perspective, I think you can understand maybe lawyers just cut the will and they forget about it. What's the process that they should follow?
The person should at least review the will every year or two to make sure that all the circumstances that were the basis for the will are still the same. Most people think that a child has no right to inherit. That's not true. The law states that if you die without a will, the children and spouse, if there is a spouse, will divide your estate. So there is a right for a children to have part of the decedent's estate, but the law also says that the decedent can disinherit the child. So you do nothing, the child that you haven't seen in 35 years will inherit like the child who has taken care of you all your life. You do a will properly, you can disinherit that person that has left your life 35 years ago. In my opinion, the proper way, disinheriting a child, very simple statement. I hereby leave nothing to my daughter, Mary Jones, for reasons that are both known to myself and Mary. Don't give a reason why. If you give a reason why in the will, I am not going to give my daughter anything. I'm disinheriting her because she hasn't visited me in 5 years. Well, now you've given a basis for Mary Jones to contest the will because I am disinheriting, and then your supporting evidence will be done outside the will. What type of supporting evidence? I tell my clients, if you're going to disinherit anybody in the will, sit down and write your reasons out on a piece of paper. Let that paper be kept with the will. If the will gets contested, you have strong, strong evidence of the intent to disinherit a beneficiary, a child. If it doesn't get contested, it gets thrown away and nobody gets hurt. I would even go so far as to say it might be good to video it.
It's great advice. Listen, audience, I'd like you to be aware, even though this is a financial show, this is a financial matter. We talk about the three blind mice, your accountant, your lawyer, your financial advisor. This is why the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral, because they don't talk to each other and they kind of leave a piece of your assets completely out, or a piece of your desires. And I think this is important for those of you listening right now. I can tell you right now, if you need to get a hold of Dave, feel free to give our studios a call. You can call our studios at 609-488-4646. We can make a way to, if you speak to Dave, no cost, feel free to ask Dave. Because you know what? When it comes to your finances, we at Financial Advisory Group in Waretown, New Jersey, you know, doing this now 40-plus years, we see lots of discussions and we like to bring them up. And a lot of times it's not brought up. So Dave's given you some great advice and you definitely want to heed this advice. But the biggest thing I've noticed, Alex, I think you've noticed, you can get all the advice in the world, but if you don't apply it, it's not going to be beneficial. You could have the smartest person in the world, but they still could be not taking the right path. Alex, any other questions? What do you got for Dave?
Absolutely, Scott, and not to stroke your ego or anything, but you know, you are a smart guy, but you also know we need to bring in other smart people. And after 40 years, you've formed some great relationships, and that can be part of your value. Dave Connolly has been practicing law for over 40 years, specializing in real estate law, wills, estates, trusts, probate, powers of attorney, and other things before retiring a few years ago. Great person to have on your team. And we're here today looking at this topic on Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, McClain Tax Advisory Group. Attorney Dave Connolly gracing us with his presence. And some people, Dave, thinks it's sufficient to simply state in their last will and testament that they are disinheriting their child. But I know sometimes it's about the order things are done, and some documents take precedence over others. And that's why it's just so important to talk to someone who knows what they are doing before you just assume you have everything set in place correctly. Right, Dave?
You're absolutely right. Some people, when I talk to them, they say, well, leave them a dollar. That's all I want to leave it. the worst thing you could do, because now you have made them part of the beneficiary pool, and that person will have to sign a refunding bond and release, albeit only for a dollar, but also has a right to get an accounting, to participate in the whole process. And you don't want to, you want to keep that person out who is being disinherited.
It could cause
a
wreck.
Don't leave anything to that person.
Absolutely. That could cause mayhem to come right out of the clue just from a simple clause in the paperwork.
$1.
Wow.
Well, and you also don't want to create a situation where there's going to be ongoing legal battles between family members because you didn't clearly state something that you were wanting, or maybe things were conflicting each other in documents. So now, instead of creating this nice legacy for your family, your legacy is creating this huge headache for your family members to deal with.
The evidence before the court, if there's ever a will contest, is the testator's dictation of why they cut the person out. And the more evidence you have there, the cleaner the case is for the executor to eliminate the disinherited child. So I can't overemphasize that is important to keep with the will. Hopefully it doesn't get contested, but if it does, you want to be prepared so you're not running around trying to keep the disinherited person out when you don't have the evidence.
You know, and you're looking for an attorney. When you, Dave mentioned, you probably want to review your documents every year or 2 years. What we do at our firm is we actually ask our clients on the annual review or speaking to them once a year, has anything changed? You mean you might have a child out there that's disinherited. That's the negative part of the show, but it's real. This is real stuff. But then you might have a child that became disabled, and maybe they inherit money, but they're disabled. They're getting government subsidies, and they could lose the entire subsidy because the mom and dad pass away. It goes to the child, and they're getting some Social Security disability. They're getting some kind of benefits. I know we haven't spoken about that, Dave, but they should probably update their beneficiaries and maybe point their assets to a trust for that child that's disabled or incompetent or there's a challenge going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you need that help, I think I can tell you one thing. The time you spend, if you want to give Dave a call at our studios, 609-488-4646. He'll answer your questions, no cost, no obligation. It's not just about investing monies, which our firm does. It's about looking at the full picture.
Thank you for that note. And there are an infinite number of reasons why a parent may want to disinherit their child. We have more Financial Insanity with Scott McClain and Dave Connolly coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
News, tips, and financial tricks, all right here.
You actually have to sell shares of stock. The S's. You have to sell shares of stock.
Or by the seashore.
It's right, at the seashore, yeah. You have to sell a lot more shares of stock if the market's going down.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, powered by McClain Advisory Group.
There are an infinite number of reasons why a parent may want to disinherit their child. Financial Insanity with Scott McClain. Special guest today, attorney Dave Connolly, longtime friend and also business partner of Scott's. Dave has over 40 years experience as an attorney in the area. And today, talking about a very important, maybe somewhat touchy, uncomfortable topic. But that's where we come in for these conversations, and we can have those uncomfortable conversations with you. So talk about this today. And Scott, Dave, some reasons now why this might be something someone may want to look to do as far as disinheriting their child.
You know, Alex, this is really a touchy area. you know, being in the industry now for many years, and I can tell you countless times I've called Dave and asked him about questions, and other attorneys that draft the documents. They draft the documents, but they never really look at them again. They draft the documents, and here it is, 10 years later, and Scott McLean or one of our advisors here at our firm dusts them off. They blow off the dust and they read the contracts. I can tell you many times I'll call Dave, or I'll even call the attorneys they're using. They need to update them. If you out there are listening and you haven't dusted it off and read through it, I can tell you so many problems I've noticed. Let me give you a couple ideas I've noticed. Number one, maybe the executor, maybe your son or daughter, became disabled and they can't handle it and there's no backup. Maybe they passed away and there's no backup. Maybe the backup to the executor, maybe it's your wife or your husband, your spouse, well, either one. And of course, maybe it's the child, and maybe that child has gone off the railroad tracks. You know what I mean? They've gone a different path and they're now disinherited. Maybe they married some lovely person that ended up being a wolf in sheep's clothing, and now they don't contact you anymore. This is very vital when it comes to designating beneficiaries on your bank accounts, savings accounts, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, and maybe you haven't updated them. Or maybe those of you out there that maybe have a second marriage and maybe you didn't update the beneficiaries. This is the financial, as far as I'm concerned, this is where the financial advisor should be asking these questions. And then I can tell you, in my practice, chapter 11 in the book, I can tell you so many times people don't look at it. Now, Dave, this is Dave, a close friend of mine for now 40 plus years. I think we're still friends, but either way, I love his family. But I can tell you, as a sharp attorney and knowing his craft very well, and you've seen problems like this too, Dave. You've seen a lot of these wills that have been outdated. Dave, what's the reason people are not updating their documents?
I've seen worse than that, Scott. The years ago when I used to have a safe deposit box for all the wills, and I used to do that as a courtesy to the people. I used to maintain the will in my safe deposit box. The people would execute the will, give me the will to hold on to it, and I never seen them again. Wow. So why people don't aren't on top of their game, especially with such an important document, I don't know. Things change. You have children, they're growing up, you need a guardian for them. Now they're over 21. Of your three kids, one of them is a drug addict. Well, you're going to treat him different for his own benefit than equally with the others. Just give him the money if something happens, give him one-third, because that money's not going to go to good purposes. So things change. You have to review the will occasionally, every 1, 2, 3 years. And if they have changed, you have to change your documents accordingly.
Dave, I get what you're saying is all of a sudden the child gets along with mom and dad, and then 10 years later, the child's doing things they ought not do, drinking, drugs. Absolutely. Maybe they married someone that's pulled them aside. Maybe they want to put money. Maybe this is a good discussion for some of you listening out there to open up a trust. Maybe they have a special needs child and they need a special needs trust. Or maybe they have a child that if they receive $1, they know and you know they'll probably spend two. So maybe there needs to be some kind of spendthrift trust. So there's all types of trusts out there. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, you have irrevocable trust. You got revocable trust. That means that one you can change, one you cannot change. Living trust, testamentary trust, the Medicaid Asset Protection Trust. There's so many different types of trusts out there.
Yeah, that is a hard decision. If you're not dealing with the right person, the right people, I can tell you that could cause a problem. Alex, you have I think you had a question for me, and we didn't bring it up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good, and lots to think about, and that's why if you have questions, the office number, 609-488-4646. Scott McLean, along with Dave Connolly, attorney in the area for over 40 years. Those two have been working together since 1984 and can still stand each other after all this time, and that speaks to something right there in itself.
I don't know if I go that far.
One thing here is a question asked sometimes. Might sound a little weird, but life is weird. A parent using the threat of disinheritance to influence a child's behavior. In other words, a parent really wants to change a child's behavior by controlling his or her estate distribution. So is it legal for a parent to say, for example, if my daughter marries that man, I will disinherit her? Is that legal?
No, that's not legal. You can put incentives. If you stop drinking, I'll give you a full one-third share. But it's not legal to say, if you marry, I want you to marry him or not him. Now you're getting into a gray area that's approaching illegal. I wouldn't put that in a will.
Because that's the kind of thing that people might be using emotion, not their brain. And that's where you can come in. Because the other thing is, and I think we mentioned it briefly earlier, but a court might look at something and say a person was accidentally disinherited because he didn't make it super clear. So that just speaks to, hey, don't take it by chance that you got this done correctly. Speak with someone, at least get some advice. Have them look your documents over so you know what's going on.
Absolutely.
What are some other important things, Dave, to think about? We're in this stage of life. We're compiling these planning documents. What are some other things when it comes to inheritance, when it comes to our children, that we should be contemplating?
Well, you got to figure if you, when you pass and that inheritance goes to the child, it's their money. They can do with it whatever they want. If their parent is having any trouble with the son-in-law or daughter-in-law, I would caution them that they might want to put the money in a trust to prevent son-in-law or daughter-in-law from having access to the money. I would also tell my children that when they inherit the inheritance, if they keep it separate and apart, they don't commingle it with the family assets, it does not become part of the family assets if there's a divorce and the child can keep it exclusive of the spouse. So as I talk to the people and spend some time with them and get the feeling for, and they start opening up after, 10, 15 minutes.
That's right.
About their real feelings. Mm. Then I can play it by ear and direct them to where I think they should be thinking.
You know, Dave, you're bringing up a thought to pattern to me. Let's say you have two children and they have spouses and they have children. So let's say you will have your son, and your son has two children, and your daughter, she has two children. Here's what I find a lot of times a mistake. Maybe for some reason or another, bringing in what Alex said, maybe you don't like their spouses. Obviously, you like them. You have to put up with them, but you keep that silent. But the other part is, what if your son or daughter passes away? They're going to be receiving your inheritance. You want the inheritance to go to the grandchildren, your grandchildren, which is fine. The question is, who's going to be the trustee, assuming the grandchildren are underage? Who's going to be the trustee? And what I'm understanding is, if you don't have a specific clause, I would think that the spouse that you kind of don't like that much will be the one overseeing the money, unless you make it clear we need to have a backup quarterback. We need to have someone else to oversee the money, and a trust needs to be established within that will. Davis, can you clarify that, what I'm kind of trying to get to?
You're right. The spouse is the guardian of the children, so unless something is specifically stated in the last will and testament, any monies that go to minor children, number one, would be deposited with the surrogate court until a child is 18, and the guardian, the parent, would have the ability to request from the court any funds that are needed during the time that the child's a minor. Rather than going through all that, it's easier to establish a trust in the last will and testament. 18, I think, is too young for a person to get a substantial amount of money. So I usually recommend minimum 21, probably 25. And the trust funds are there for the health, maintenance, education, and well-being of the child. But the trustee, who is appointed by the parent, the trustee will decide what is an applicable expense for the child. So in the case you had, Scott, typically it would be the surviving child. You got a son and a daughter. You would make each reciprocal trustees for trust for their children.
Yeah, that's important. I can tell you so many times when I meet with people, I say, I know you love your daughter's spouse or your son's spouse. Let's say they love them, But the question is, they get now. The second problem is they get remarried to someone else who has kids, and now they could be commingling the money that they receive from mom and dad when they die, and they want it specifically for their grandchildren, grandma, grandpa, specifically to pass to the bloodline. And this is a mistake, and I ask these questions so because I always ask people, Dave, this question. By the way, do you like your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law? Oh, yeah, I love him to death. So if they got married again and you received an inheritance, would you want them, their new spouses, and their new family, the Brady Bunch, to enjoy your money, or just your kids? And 9 times out of 10, I want to protect it for my blood, my grandkids. And so, and Dave, you know, by the way, for those audience listening, it happened to me. As Dave knows, we have a daughter who is now about 45 years old. We got her when she was 8 when her mom died and her dad chose not to take care of her. I have been through this road. Dave has seen a bunch of issues. And I can tell you the reason we're bringing this up on our show, the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral. Have you protected your estate? Not just making sure your money's invested correctly, which is what we do. We do a tremendous, great job. But the secondary is, what happens if something happens and you pass on? And so I want to thank Dave for being. If you're listening, please do yourself a favor. Give our studios a call and ask for Dave. Ask your questions. Don't let this sit on your shoulders, because one great idea could change everything if you apply it. Everybody says people are smart, they're great. Well, you could be as smart as the world, but if you don't apply it, you're dumb as rocks. It's applied knowledge that keeps you really, really in sync with your estate, as we're talking about today. Alex?
And Scott, you just got to be humble enough to admit that maybe you need some other eyes on it. You need some help, just like you have over these years, Scott, realizing that you can help people in a lot of different ways. But if you bring on experts who maybe know more than you do about certain topics, and in this case, that being Dave Connolly, and that's where the value really adds to what you provide, because you're saying, hey, I know a lot here, but this person knows even more in this regard. So I'm going to partner with this person, and it really just makes you more valuable to the community as well. So really great conversation today, Dave. Appreciate you coming on and talking about this very important topic with us.
Thanks, Davey. I appreciate your time with us, and I hope those people listening take action. Feel free to give our studios a call. We'll make it available to you, as well as if you'd like Chapter 11 of my book, The Three Blind Mice. I'd love to get that in your hands. No cost, no obligation for anybody out there. We can make a way to get it to you. I can tell you the time and the effort you put into reading it will really help solidify, are you doing or not doing the right thing? And you can bring it to your attorney and ask them for help. If you got an attorney, these are things that should be brought up, not with just Dave, anybody, but don't put this on the shelf. Thanks, guys.
My pleasure. Nice talking to you.
You can reach the studios if you want more information, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646, and more Financial Insanity with Scott McClain coming up.
Scott McClain at McClain Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McClain Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McClain. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Stones released I Can't Get No Satisfaction in the United States back in 1965. Taking a trip back in the time machine here this week. You know, it also happened, Scott, 1965. I was there recently. The Gateway Arch in St. Louis was completed. Martin Luther King Jr. led a civil rights march from Selma to Montgomery to push for voting rights.
Great man.
Voting Rights Act signed into law later that year. Top grossing movies. Here you go, Scott. Sound of Music.
Dr. Zhivago.
Dr. Zhivago, and also Thunderball.
Who remembers Thunderball?
James Bond.
Is that James Bond?
Yeah, and I don't know which one that would have been in 1965. Which
There's
Bond?
There's so many James Bond. He was my favorite.
Who freaking knows? But no, that is pretty great. Now, Financial World, 1965. See how you feel about this. Gas, 31 cents a gallon. A little bit different now. Postage stamp, 5 cents. Cost of a home, $21,500. Good luck getting a car at that price nowadays. The cost of a new car, 1965, around $2,600. Loaf of bread, 21 cents. And hamburger, fries, salad, dessert. Well, that meal, $1, Scott. Different times, wow. My friend. Different times. What do you think of that?
It was. I love the Happy Meals. That's when those people are on a diet, they go for a Happy Meal. I'll take three of those, But you're right. The dollar meal is I don't think there's any more dollar meals these days.
You can't find it. No, I mean, few and far between. That's for sure. I don't know what it's a gut buster every time you do it, for sure. I don't know health wise if it's smart, if it costs only a dollar. But
well, that's amazing.
But times have changed, huh, Scott? What does that tell us about money? I mean,
you know, I was thinking about this when you brought up 1965 and the music resonates. All of us listening right now, if you're my age or older, Alex is a young kid, so I'm the old goat in this picture, but I think it's funny because when I do our workshops, Alex, thinking about money, I mean, frankly, you think about the dollar hamburgers, now you got to spend what, $5-6 for a hamburger. You got to pay the kids behind the counter almost $15 an hour. Boy, haven't times changed drastically, but I want to bring something up that was kind of unusual in 1965. First of all, if you look at the S&P, the Standard & Poor's, in 1965 was right around 85. Today it's 3,900. Now, why do I bring that in there? In every market, there's either a bear market or a bull market. People don't equate this, Alex. And when there's a bear market from point A to point B, it comes out of a bear market and goes into a bull market. The funniness or the uniqueness of this is that in 1966 to 1982, if you're listening right now, you might want, if you've been to my workshops, you know this. You probably won't hear this anywhere. But in 1966 to 82, well, the exciting part was the price to earnings ratio was right around 24, 25. Robert Shiller stated, brilliant guy, Nobel Prize, when the market gets around 20, it's warning. Anything over 20 to 30, it's not a yellow light. It's getting to be redder. It's, in other words, time to put your brakes on or slow down your thinking process. Now, we see what's happening right now. We see what the market's doing today. We see the price of goods and services going up. I mean, the hamburgers, as Alex, as you said, is no more a dollar a hamburger, a loaf of bread, 21 cents, or for surely you're not going to go fill up your car with 31 cents a gallon. My bad habit then was water skiing and filling up the boat at 25 to 31 cents a gallon was amazing. But when I equate that to the stock market, Alex, most people aren't aware when Robert Shiller says when the price earning ratio gets above 20 to 25, it's a warning sign. Now, if you're listening right now and you go to the Yahoo Finance, I want to tie these two things in because in 1965, as I mentioned to you, in the month of January, the S&P, the Standard & Poor of 500 companies, was right around 86. Now, if you're listening right now, it took until 86 to 78 just to break even. In other words, no growth. And then the market took off. And frankly, the price to earnings ratio didn't drop until 1982. Anytime the S&P or the Dow or the S&P goes below 10, jump in. If you're out there right now and you're rolling the dice with your money, this is a great equation. You can go online, look at the PE ratios on Robert Shiller. You'll see what it is as of today. It is very high. So if you're taking risk and you're older, hopefully you have a lot of time to catch up if the market continues to have I call it a stomach ache. Plop, plop, biz, biz. So when the market took a drop, people get nervous. Now, if you have money and you're not worried about it, Alex, you can ride it out. The question is, how long are you going to ride it out? Now, Alex, I got a question for you. It's $1 million question for those of you listening right now. Imagine being in the market 1965, and here it is, 1980. You still haven't gotten your money back. You're still fighting for it to come back. The market hasn't dropped. I mean, it hasn't come back, I should say. It's been up and down like a yo-yo. But you pass away. Are the kids going to sell or are they going to hold? What do kids want? They want to take the cash, don't they, Alex? They don't want to wait.
Of course.
And the challenge, what I find in looking at these, well, as you played, I can get no satisfaction, as you said earlier. Well, you know what? People want as much money as you have. And as the client I met today, how are we going to protect our money in these climates we're having right now? And I can tell you there's a lot of issues going on. As history shows, there's three to six drops in every bear market until the market comes back. We haven't had the third yet. Could this be it? I don't know. But I can tell you, when we look at history, if history has a way of repeating itself, you might want to hunker down and call our studios with your thoughts and questions. The reason why is because you're not sure. Should you get in? Should you get out? Should you ride it out? Could the market continue to dive down, or could it come back? 609-488-4646. I'd love to answer some of your questions if I can. I'd like to really help you out if you need as we talked about earlier, maybe another opinion. And maybe say, Scott, I like your opinion. Please don't try to sell me. I won't. People know me for 41 years. I'm not going to beg or bug you. But not knowing the facts of the history of the stock market, could we be at a period of time where the market could get even worse and chaos sets in?
And Scott, I thought it was interesting as we're talking about 1965, wrapping up the show today, in the world of retirement planning, some interesting notes. President Lyndon B. Johnson, he signed Medicare into law, yep, 1965. Yep. Also, here's this, life expectancy in the U.S., 73.8 for women, 66.8 for men. That's just not enough. I'm glad that has gone up. Now, anyone born then, 57 years old now, thinking about retirement planning, hopefully, what's your top advice? Anyone born in around 1965, Scott, as we're wrapping up today's program?
I think their advice should be there. If your spouse, husband or wife, significant other needs to understand what to do with the money, since you women live longer than us men usually, how do you handle the money? Social Security comes off the table. You lost one of the two Social Securities if you're married. Or maybe if you're single out there and you have children, maybe you need to have a come to Jesus, meet with them, bring them into the office and let's have a talk. We're facing some unusual times that we faced back in the 60s, like you brought up, Alex, in 66 to 82, a very bearish market. We're almost emulating that right now.
Scott, a final time. People listening today, they have questions and maybe they want some answers. How can they get a hold of you?
I'd love to speak to anyone. No cost, no obligation, off the air. Obviously, as a proud supporter of WBNJ 91.9 radio, it's a nonprofit radio station. And that's why we don't really beg or bug anybody. Give our studios a call. Write down your questions. Maybe you're listening this late at night, or maybe you're listening this early in the morning, and maybe here it is Saturday morning and you're listening to us and no one's in the office. Write the questions down. Give our studios a call. There's somebody answering the phones right now. Schedule a time we can talk. because I can tell you this is why we've been the radio station so long with 91.9 at WBNJ, because we want to educate you to make sound financial decisions, because putting things off just causes the problem to get bigger. 609-488-4646. That's our website. Again, 609-488-4646. You just put in .com if you want to go to our website. I'd love to talk with you. No cost, no obligation. I think the time we spend together will be so worthwhile, and I can give you a promise. You will not do business with me as we talk on the phone. I'll just answer your questions. You have my word.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording.
The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McLean Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McLean Advisory Group and or Scott McLean offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.